This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The now former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine is on Capitol Hill in Washington for a closed-door deposition with staff from multiple House of Representatives committees. Kurt Volker resigned last week after a whistleblower complaint triggered an impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. The allegations focus on the president and a July phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Trump continues to attack Democrats and the whistleblower. Patsy Wiedekuswara has the report.
Even as he welcomes Finnish President Sauli Niinistö to the White House,
he either got it totally wrong, made it up, or the person giving the information to the whistleblower was dishonest. And this country has to find out who that person was, because that person's a spy.
Democrats move forward with impeachment inquiry as they prepare to subpoena the White House for documents related to the call where Trump pushed for incriminating information about his opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden.
This is a blatant effort to intimidate witnesses. It's an incitement to violence.
The president repeated his accusation that Adam Schiff committed treason for his public reading and paraphrasing of Trump's call.
The language that the president is using right now is quite unprecedented and quite dangerous.
Patsy Wiedekuswara, VOA News at the White House.
That last person you heard from was John Hudak of the Brookings Institution. Democrats have warned that efforts to impede a congressional impeachment investigation into the president will be construed as obstruction of justice. Four French police officers were killed Thursday in a knife attack inside the Paris police headquarters. A police union official said the assailant was shot and killed by another officer. The spokesperson said the attacker was believed to have been a staff member at the headquarters, but that has not yet been confirmed. This is VOA News. Hong Kong anti-government demonstrators clashed with police into the early hours of Thursday. They are venting anger over a policeman's shooting and wounding of a teenager earlier in the week, as months of protests show no sign of letting up. Reuters' Joel Flynn reports.
Demonstrators hurled Molotov cocktails at this police station, where fire was quickly met with tear gas. Earlier, hundreds had rallied across the city to protest the shooting. Some held signs saying, "Don't shoot our kids," while others folded origami cranes, symbolizing peace and freedom.
I think every Hong Kong people, we are not afraid of this brutality of the Hong Kong police. We will keep standing out and keep telling the government which one is our five demand and keep protesting.
The wounded protester has been named as 18-year-old student Tony Zhang. He was shot in the chest point blank on Tuesday as he fought a police officer with a metal pipe.
That was Reuters' Joel Flynn. Reuters reports Zhang is now under arrest, charged with rioting and assaulting a police officer. Iraqi security forces used tear gas and fired live bullets early Thursday to disperse protesters on the third day of anti-government demonstrations in Baghdad. Since the protests began on Tuesday, clashes have left at least 18 people dead and hundreds more injured. Demonstrators are unhappy about poor government services and corruption, like this man. He says, "We gave them a chance for a year and then 2 years. They kept putting us down. We are the people and we are not backed by parties." British Prime Minister Boris Johnson sought Thursday to build a coalition in the House of Commons to support his fresh Brexit approach. Johnson said the government had shown flexibility and that the plan was a compromise.
"This government has moved. Our proposals do represent a compromise, and I hope that the House can now come together in the national interest behind this new deal to open a new chapter of friendship with our European neighbours and move on to our domestic priorities."
It would create an all-island regulatory zone on the island of Ireland, covering all goods, including agri-food. That would keep Northern Ireland in a regulatory zone with the EU for food, agriculture, and industrial products, removing the need for checks. British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn said no Labour Party legislator can back the new Brexit proposal submitted by Johnson. Corbyn said in Parliament that the new plan is just a rehashed version of previously rejected ones. We have more stories for you on VOANews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.